The Word of God is light and has power to give you a supernatural transformation in life and destiny. Connect with faith for a divine turnaround as you listen to Pastor David Ochai.
Open the Bible, your Bibles with me to the book of Revelation chapter 11 verse 12. The emphasis there is where God was speaking to John. The Bible says, "And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither." Somebody say, "Come up hither." Say, "Come up hither." I'd like you to understand that the next level we are talking about is an invitation. God is inviting us. God told John, he said, "Come up hither. Come up hither. You have been in at the bottom part for a very long time. God is saying, come up hither." I'd like you to understand that every divine invitation is brought into manifestation by human invitation. Every divine visitation, rather, is brought into manifestation by human invitation. But in this case, God is saying, come up here. It means there is something we need to do to walk. Hallelujah. The only place, or one of the places where you can go, is at the place of prayer. Place of prayer is an ascended place in the realm of the spirit. You may not be on the mountain physically. You may be in your room. You may be in the church praying. But the moment you pray, you are ascended. The moment you lift up your voice to God, you are ascended in the realm of the spirit, because you are the place of prayer. God told John, he said, come on. Come on here. Some of us, we have been at a particular level for a very long time. The way your life was last year, that's the way your life is going this year. We are the 6 months, but nothing is changing. We are the 6 months, but it seems as though things are not working the way you want them to work. But I came to prophesy today, you are changing level by fire. I say, whether the devil likes it or not, you are changing level by fire. Yeah. Somebody say amen. Yeah. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, you see what the Bible says there? It said, after the sixth day, Jesus took his disciples to the temple. Which month are we? Which month are we? Ay, 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 ay. God is about to change somebody's level. Yeah. I say, God is about to change somebody's level. Yeah. When you ascend at the place of prayer, you ascend physically. Can the devil like it? Hallelujah. The place of prayer is an ascended place. It's a mountain top where you can rule and command in the realm of the physical. But I'd like to show some things from that scripture, then we pray. The Bible says that when Jesus began to pray, Elijah, Moses appeared to him. That is to tell you that the place of prayer is a place where you have contact with ancient mountains. There are mantles that have gone. There are people who have died. Men of God, I'd like you to understand that if you die as an anointed man of God, you cannot carry your anointing to heaven, because the anointing is not needed yet. Am I talking to somebody here? The Bible said that Elisha died, and then when they buried him at a particular tomb, the Bible said that it came a time they were burying a man inside that tomb. The moment the man touched the bones of Elisha, the Bible said he came back to life, started running after the people that were. For example, you just bury somebody, all of a sudden, we are seeing ghosts. That's what people will say. That Jesus and his disciples were at the ascended place on the mountain, the place of prayer. He contacted ancient mountains. There are some of us, when you trace your background, there is no poverty. When you trace your background, there is no casualty. There are some of us who even came from a royal family, but now your life is indicated. Your life, you cannot explain how your life is going. You need to ascend. Somebody say ascend.
How do you explain? David, Joseph, brother. He came, he was the son of David, isn't it? Because the Bible said that anytime Jesus was fasting, you know, blind Bartimaeus was calling on Jesus, he said,
Jesus, thou son of David, say, have mercy. So Joseph was from the lineage of David. David was a rich man. He was rich. All his generation, they were rich. But how come Joseph was poor? He lost contact with the ancient mantle of Davidic wealth. The ancient mantle of Solomonic kind of money.
He lost it.
Because, you know, when we talk about spiritual things,
connecting with ancient mantle, talking about the anointing and so on,
it applies
to the physical also. Hallelujah. Do you know that when you come from a wealthy family, naturally you flourish? I'm telling you the truth. You don't need to do it. The thing is running in the blood. Hallelujah.
But there are families that,
you know,
their fourth generation were rich, but now they cannot trace. There is no trace of riches in their family again. You need to connect with ancient man. At the place of prayer, there is recovery. At the place of prayer, there is a connection to ancient mantles. What have been lost will be recovered. Moses and Elijah were people that died a very long time before Jesus came. But while he was at the place of prayer,
they showed up. Somebody, what your grandfather lost is about to be restored.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Place of prayer. That is why we need, if you want to move to the next level, you need violent prayer. No, violent prayer. Heartfelt prayer. A prayer that is not just coming from your mouth, but is coming from the bowels. It's coming from your heart. You need it.
James chapter 5 verse 16, it says,
the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The word effectual is talking about heartfelt. A prayer that is not just coming from your mouth, but it's coming from the whole of your being. Prayer is the key to ascend, whether physically or spiritually.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says that while they pray, Peter said, when Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus, Peter told Jesus, let's not leave here. He said, what? Let's build three tents. One for you, one for Elijah, one for what? One for Moses. Hallelujah. The place of prayer is a place where you generate divine presence. Now look at this. When you carry the presence of God, people like you without reasons. Hallelujah.
Some of us, we need certain contacts that will change our lives. Some of us, we are beginning to see little of those kind of contacts, but we need a higher dimension of it. At the place of prayer,
you generate divine presence,
divine energy to accelerate your destiny. You need force to accelerate in life.
You know, one of the law of motion, the law of motion states that
all objects are at the state of rest until a force is exerted. What it means is, for example, this chair is here like this. This chair is here. This chair can never move from here until maybe a wind blows it or something touches it like this, or maybe I carry my hand and then move it like this, or it will never move. The same law applies to our lives. When we do not have the energy of prayer, our destiny cannot move forward. Prayer is the force that moves your destiny forward. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Learn to pray. Learn to cry out. You may not have anything now, but you can cry out.
You have everything.
You may not have everything at your disposal, but you are a man of prayer. You are a woman of prayer. You cannot lack what you need.
Am I talking to somebody here? You know, there's what you need and what you want. You may want an aeroplane, but you don't need it. There's nobody that is here today, including me. I don't need an aeroplane now. What am I doing with it? Hallelujah. I don't need it. I may say, I want an aeroplane. I don't need it. Is it for evangelism? I've not gotten to that level.
We are getting there. Hallelujah. Amen. We are getting there. But you see, what I mean is, you get to the point where there is nothing you need that you don't have. The place of prayer, it changes your identity. When Jesus was praying, the Bible said his form changed. He began to glitter. He began to shine like the sun. The real image of his glory manifested at the place of prayer. There is a glory that God has put within you, but until you pray, it cannot come out. That is why you are still begging. That is why you are still borrowing money up and down, because the glory has not come.
Today it will come out.
Amen.
I say it shall come out.
Amen.
I came to prophesy, it shall come out.
Amen.
By fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Place of prayer.
It cannot be bypassed.
Not be over preached.
Because, you know, there's something I discovered from the life of Moses. You see, Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. God did not tell him that he should go down. Until the children of Israel were sinning against God. That was when Moses went down. God told him, say, go down. Now, it means that if not that they were committing sin, Moses would have spent more than 40 days on the mountain.
You can never overpray. You can never overfast. There was a time in my life I was fasting 5 years, 6 to 6 fasting.
I was like this. Yeah. When wind is blowing, that's how we go, like we are doing paper.
At that time,
I've told my dad, yeah, maybe God says you're going to find.
I continue. 6 years. You need a force.
Am I talking to somebody here? Stop complaining. Government, you know, it's not the reason why you're not succeeding. Eh? Stop. You see, there is a nation in Africa, Central African Republic also, where 500 naira in Nigeria is 26,000 naira. So are we not better? Eh? Yet in such a place, people will be succeeding.
The government is not the reason why you are not succeeding. The environment is not the limiting factor.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
I know of so many people there are people in Lagos, you see them, there are people who live on top of those being in Lagos. And when I see such people, I say, I would rather go to my village than to remain. Is it by force?
Hallelujah. Are there not people in Okebone that has house? They have built their houses, they have car, and they are not staying in Lagos. Are there not people like that? Is it the environment? It is not the environment. You must understand that there is the person of Jesus and the principle of Jesus. The person of Jesus and the principle of Jesus. When Jesus says, "Say, give and it shall be given unto you," it's a principle, it's not the person of Jesus. So even though you are associated to his person, doesn't mean you will succeed if you don't apply his principle.
There are things I don't want you to take. God will take out time.
Prayer!
It can't be overemphasized.
Go home today, build your prayer altar. Things are not working, call upon God. Some people say, I have been praying. It's not working. What prayer cannot do, more prayer will do it.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Pray! Travel in the place of prayer. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul says, he said, "My little children, in whom I travel, until, in other words, it does not work until I continue, until it begins to work. It's until Christ is formed in you. So I continue to pray. I have not seen the result, but I continue to pray. I am praying for this, my child, to get born again. I'm praying for my husband to stop living the kind of life he's living. He has not stopped. I keep praying. I travel. I groan.
The Bible says groaning in the place of prayer. Groaning is like when you are mourning. You know? When a woman is giving birth. Does she go there and say, "Doctor, they say, I've come. I'll go there. You're like that. Will you come out like that?"
It travels. That's what you want. There is a prayer that produces results. We are not grown. It's not, you know, this kind of prayer.
You are not grown yet.
Yeah? There's a kind of prayer. There are times when I pray,
I will start shouting without knowing.
That is growing. Time you pray, you don't even know what you're saying again. Somebody go ahead and pray in tongues for 1 minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. La quata 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 qua. Shagala. Shagala. Shagala! Malebedebudu! In the name of Jesus we pray. Prayer.
Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed?
Prayer. Learn to pray. Build your prayer altar.
The other day I called my dad. I called him. He didn't pick. So, and I called him later, I think a few days later. I said, I called you the other day. I said, "Hey," he said, "Maybe I was praying then." How old is he? 77 years. And you are still 40 years. You are still joking with your life. Oga,
you cannot succeed without prayer.
Hallelujah. You see? When people of the world, when they want to go out, some of them, they will put some things in the mouth, they will chew it. They believe that the moment they talk to anybody, the person must answer. Okay. What do you need to put in your own mouth is prayer. Eh? Where it is not working, it will begin to work. When you pray. Somebody say it is working.
Say, "I am going up to the high places." Say, "No devil can stop me." Rise up on your feet. Let's pray. Mashakabadababala. You go by prayer. Go ahead and lift up your voice and talk to him tonight. Cry out to him. Say, Lord, I am going to the higher places. I am climbing up. I am going up. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
God told Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, he said, you have dwelt on this mountain for too long. He said, move. Lift up your right hand of fire and say, my father, my father.
Any spot
where I have been.
For years.
In
the name of Jesus,
I am moving now.
Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
The Bible said there was a particular axe that was tied. It said it was the same axe. The word axe is it means donkey. And now, it didn't just say a donkey, it said a colt. A colt is a baby axe. Why was the devil interested in the destiny of that baby axe? You are not too small for the devil to fight you. Some people say, what have I done? Who have I offended? You don't know what you carry. You are going to pray. This axe was supposed to fulfill destiny, but it was tied somewhere. Jesus sent his disciples, said, go, loose the cup and bring it. He said, if anyone asks you, say, tell them that the master has need of it.
Say, Father, whatever tied me from making progress, as I pray, let it catch fire. Jesus, we pray.
Amen. There are certain families where you go, everybody are the same. Nobody is helping each other. It is a pattern. I'm going to pray. Garment of poverty in my father's house. I am not your size.
Say any garment,
any garment
that limits people, in my family, I am not your size. Fire. Jesus we pray.
Lift up your right hand on fire and say,
Father, power to move forward.
Let
it come upon my life.
Let it come upon my life.
Say,
power
to move forward.
I
receive now. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Before we pray the last prayer, we are going to pray. There is an altar that is working against somebody. But as we pray now, it will catch fire.
Amen.
Now listen to this. I was ministering one time and it was online. And I made a particular, God gave me a particular word of knowledge that there's somebody that an altar was working against the person. While I was leading that prayer, you know, a particular lady that was, you know, listening from Port Harcourt, she fell under the power in her room. And, you know, at another time, she said she was vomiting some substance from her mouth. But I'm going to pray. Any altar that is working against my life, as I pray now, you and your high priest,
catch fire! Take him out of it.
Jesus, mighty name we are praying. Spoke to our church members on the 31st of December 2020. I said, anyone who needs to receive an alert before the year ends, whoever is holding, all you want to know, they shall be delivered. Before it was 12 o'clock, it passed. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 102, verse 13, it said, thou shalt rise and have mercy upon Zion, for her set time has come.
Say, Father, I receive favor. To connect with destiny, help us.
To connect with destiny, help us.
Say, favor. Land upon my life.
Favor.
Bala 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 bala
Of Jesus we pray. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, oh, oh.
Most High.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, you are.
Professor, over your life, over your family, over your destiny, wherever you were struggling before, no more struggles. In the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. Testimony.
Amen.
This week somebody will receive favor.
Amen.
Financial favor.
Amen.
Now hear this. It happened in this church. I told us we were going to receive favor. Somebody came and testified favor, financial favor. That he said nobody has ever given him money like that before. Hallelujah. It is, somebody say it's working. It's working. Oh, she share. Oh, she share.
I say you will receive a lot. In the name of Jesus.
No more begging.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No more sorrow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I stand to decree today, anyone who is haunting your life, your destiny, they shall die before you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
I speak over your life.
Amen.
There shall be no law,
amen,
in your family. There shall be no accident. In the name of Jesus.
Whatever belongs to you in any quarter, it is released now.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Hallelujah.
Let's give our offerings as we close.
For prayers and counseling, contact 0706205426 or 0802825648 0. You can also get Pastor David Ochai's books on Amazon.com for your spiritual nourishment.